poll, Biden's approval rating underwater on Russia/Ukraine conflict. By Wendell Hussebo on February 23, 2022. President Joe Biden's approval rating on the Russia/Ukraine conflict is underwater, a Wednesday Politico/Morning Consult poll revealed. Just 40% of voters approved of Biden's management of the conflict, while 45% disapproved, including 35% who said they strongly disapproved. Overall, the poll handed Biden a negative approval rating, 44-53%. A majority, 58-28%, of respondents also indicated they would find Biden responsible if the Russian/Ukrainian conflict increases American gas prices. Biden told the nation on Tuesday Americans will bear a financial cost for the conflict. Defending freedom will have costs, for us as well. And here at home, he said upon announcing sanctions on Russia. We need to be honest about that. Moscow's ambassador to the United States Anatoly Antonov seemed to agree with Biden, suggesting that the sanctions will hurt American consumers more than Russians. There is no doubt that the sanctions imposed against us will hurt the global financial and energy markets, Antonov said. The United States will not be left out, where ordinary citizens will feel the full consequences of rising prices. With regard to Moscow, new U.S. sanctions will not solve anything. Russia has learned to work and develop under restrictions, he added. With gas prices expected to increase, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, told CBS News on Tuesday the price for a barrel could surpass $100 and perhaps reach $115. Gas prices are already at their highest level since 2014. I don't believe the sanctions will stop them from doing what their plan is, but I do think that if you don't pay a price for doing this, he's going to do more of it, Rubio said. I think Ukrainians are gonna fight back, but this is gonna have an impact on Americans even though it seems to be really far away. The national average price of gas per gallon is $3.535, up nearly a dollar from last year's price of $2.645. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo.